What's up? What's going on, Pisces people? Y'all, I know it's been a long time since y'all heard my voice, and I tried my very best to finally bring you guys a reading today. I set up my brand new camera, I pulled out my cards, I set up my brand new microphone, everything. I have a nice new computer that I just purchased a few months ago. And y'all, when I tell you everything went wrong with this reading, okay? I did a full 10-minute reading for you guys, and I looked at the recording. It was recording. It hit 10 plus minutes. I stopped it, and when I went back to pull up the video, y'all, it was gone. It was gone, all right? Now, y'all already know I have been on this journey to motherhood. Some of you guys know I did post it a few months ago. I am entering my third trimester, so it's getting towards the end of the road with this pregnancy. And y'all, I have been just so out of it emotionally and very much so physically, okay? Just very tired, and it took all the strength in me. All the energy in me it took to muster up this reading. But I gotta be honest, I've been feeling reluctant to do readings. I don't know why. I just know I haven't been feeling it like that, and I've been getting the urge to kind of change the channel. I'm so grateful for all 40 plus thousand subscribers I have on this channel, and most of y'all have subscribed to me because of the tarot readings that I put out. And I'm not gonna lie, I used to enjoy doing tarot reading so much more, y'all. Now I'm not that into it. I'm just not. And I feel like God has been like urging me to do something different, to kind of switch up the channel, switch up the content, just evolve. And I've been reluctant to do so because I know there's so many of y'all out there that just enjoy my readings, and I just feel like I'm kind of doing you a disservice by not giving you guys the content that you actually subscribe to my channel for. But today I kind of came to the revelation that I cannot ignore the direction that God is pulling me in. You know, that's why that reading that I just recorded, that's why it's not working. The sound didn't work. Brand new microphone, the sound wasn't working. I couldn't get it to connect. I'm like, okay, well, my brand new camera, that should work. I'll just use the mic on my brand new camera. Recorded the video on my brand new camera, brand new MacBook. The video didn't save. So I'm like, okay, what's really going on here? You know, I do feel like it's signs, it's signals that not just myself, I'm not the only one receiving them, but I think that a lot of us are receiving some signs and some signals to possibly head in a different direction than we've been heading in. And it could just be scary because, you know, you're used to what you're used to. And, you know, it's hard to change. It's hard to switch up and expect that you'll still get the outcome that you've been getting. You know, you guys have really supported this channel. And at its peak, I, you know, got tens and tens of thousands of views on my videos. So to switch up content, to try to like shift the dynamic of my content, it is, you know, a little bit saddening, because I don't want to lose my subscriber base. I don't want to make you guys feel unfulfilled, and I don't want to like turn my back on those who've supported me for so long. So I'm going to try to do what I can to try to bring some more diverse content on this channel. As y'all know, most of y'all are Pisces, and Pisces get bored. We don't really like routine like that. We don't like doing things over and over, the same things. And I just feel like I'm moving away from doing the same type of content I was doing on this channel, which is why I haven't been that consistent and why it's been so hard for me to get readings out. I would love to get back in front of the camera with you guys, and once I feel better, I probably will. But with my energy being so low, I'm at least try to give y'all some voiceovers and stuff. And since I don't really feel like pulling cards, I figure I just talk about like what I'm going through And I'm sure some of y'all can relate because you're going through it as well. I also have like this devotional book that I have purchased, and it has 365 days of many devotions that are just really good for your spirit. It's really helped me in my hard times through this pregnancy. And I figure I share some with you guys. And if you're interested, you can just go ahead and, you know, purchase the devotional book on Amazon so you can follow along with me. And I think I'll be coming up here, you know, as often as I can, and just bringing you guys some devotional messages, something more inspirational and more direct with spirit. You know, tarot cards is cool. I think it's fun. I used to just be into them so much, but now I just feel like the messages honestly are coming through my life experiences. I think a lot of you guys also may have outgrown this phase. Okay, I just feel like people used to be so much more into tarot. Not to say tarot channels aren't still popping, yes they are, but I just feel like spiritually as a group everyone has kind of evolved and they're just way more fun now, and not necessarily needed or depended upon. Because I feel like there was a point where everyone just needed a reading. They needed to hear what the other person was feeling about them. They needed to see the cards. They needed. And I just feel like we're kind of moving past that. We're in 2024 now and things are starting to evolve. So we might as well evolve with them. Okay. Because I'm telling you from experience, if you try to go against where God is shifting you, you're going to get some setbacks. You're going to get some obstacles, unnecessary obstacles, just like I got today trying to put out a reading that I wasn't really feeling. Okay. The reading was good. It was hitting. It was, but it was so many obstacles just to get a little 10-minute reading out. And I see why. It's because God is pushing me in a new direction. All right, so I'm going to read you guys just a little passage of my devotional from the 1-Minute Devotion Faith Checkbook. I will leave the link. This book can be purchased on Amazon, and it is by Charles H. Spurgeon. It is very, very nice to have and comforting. I just pick it up sometimes. It's a very quick read. So if you're just looking for some sort of inspirational message, this is, you know, spot on. Okay. So for today, January 31st, at the time I am currently recording this message for you guys, this devotion says, God always hears. Okay. And it's backed up by the verse of Micah 7:7, and it says, my God will hear me. All right. So friends may be unfaithful, but the Lord will not turn away from gracious souls. On the contrary, he will hear all its desires. Even in wretched situations, our best friend remains true, and we may tell him all of our grief. All right. And that's so comforting, y'all, because when you're going through hard times, you know, sometimes you turn to a friend or family member and you start venting to them and you want to tell them this, that, and the third, and they don't have nothing, no real advice for you. They may not even have good advice for you. Sometimes the best thing to do is take it to the Lord, take it to spirit, and you will be surprised how these situations turn around for your best interest, how you will feel, you know, just reignited with faith, with hope. Sometimes, you know, you tell people here walking on earth, they can kind of give you bad advice or they can make a bad situation worse. You know, some people don't have anything positive to say. Not to say all people don't, but sometimes it's best to kind of take these worries, these concerns, and take them to God, to spirit. Because at the end of the day, God is there to be your friend. Okay, to help you in the lowest of low situations. Okay, the devotion says, look unto the Lord and do not quarrel with men or women. If our loving appeals are disregarded, let us wait upon God for our salvation, for he will hear us. Okay, so this is very important too, because I feel like Pisces, sometimes we like to, you know, be the nice guy, be the nice girl, And it's like, damn, this person still don't like me. This person still has an issue with me. I'm still getting, you know, the short end of the stick, even though I'm trying to be nice, trying to make amends. And it's just like, don't let that get you down. Don't let that change who you are, because that's what they want. That's what the enemy wants. You know, they want to change your good-hearted spirit. They want to change the God that's inside of you. And like this passage says, it says, don't fight with men or women. If your love is not appreciated or if it's disregarded, you just wait upon God for your salvation, because God will give you that love back. Sometimes you're not going to get that love back from man or woman. Sometimes you're just not. Okay, and Pisces, you know firsthand, you could have given a relationship everything you had in you, and guess what? You still didn't get it back in return. You could have given a friend all the goodness in your heart, and guess what? They still betrayed you. All right, so it's not about doing things to receive from other people. It's about doing things that God puts on your heart, and just know that that salvation will come from God. It's not going to come always from the other person. All right. So the passage goes on to say, because God is the living God, he can hear. Because he is a loving God, he will hear. Because he is our covenant God, he has bound himself to hear us. If we can each speak of him as my God, we may with absolute certainty say, my God will hear me. Come then, and let your sorrows tell themselves out to the Lord. I will bow the knee in secret and inwardly whisper, my God will hear me. Okay, so just know, Pisces, that you have a secret strength. Okay, you're very connected. Pisces is the last sign, the closest sign to the afterlife, the closest sign to spirit out of all zodiac signs. And you also embody a little bit of every other sign in the zodiac. So you very much so understand other people. And you also understand that spiritual side that a lot of people on earth walking, they don't get it. Okay, so tap into that spiritual side. Know that God hears you. You are one of the chosen ones. You are one of the special people here on earth, dedicated to, you know, fill your heart with God's love and mercy and all that good stuff. Okay, so you're gonna have trials, you're gonna have tribulations, but it's okay. As long as you keep walking in that direction that God has laid out for you, your steps will be ordered and things will be turning out in your favor. Okay. So Pisces, I truly hope you like this little inspirational message. And if you're interested in joining along with a devotional, go ahead and hit up Amazon and get your faith checkbook. And, you know, we can check in and do some of these devotionals and have a discussion about them. All right. So until next time, you guys, I love you. Please leave me a comment and a like, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.